Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E. Sweetest
hit, well, we got the recipe. Been patient, waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how. We gon' break it down. We gon' break it down.
Thank you.
Oh, man. They should have been singing the whole time live. Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5, 6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke
it. You are
it.
A real artist. You
I
are
am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco.
Hey.
AJ Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to her.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from her. And they act right.
The home. Whoa. Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that. But that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah, yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, we are Kaytickle Girl, the one you heard about. You fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are Kate Pickles, girl, so who the hell are you?
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents? Your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before.
Good evening, good evening. This is TAZ of another TAZ Productions, ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. We have an interview with David Stewart, and we're also doing Night Court. Hopefully David can sit in and give his own opinion. I'm going to start off with the first case, and then after the first case, we're going to interview David Stewart. Dave, you on the line?
Yes, sir.
I got Gina L., one of my artists of the ATAVP in the group Caress in Virginia, Newport News, which she stressed to me earlier. Gina, you on the line?
Yes, sir. Yeah, glad to be here.
The first case, we're going to start the docket number tonight, is the fourth month. It's the 22nd day, year 10. So the docket number is 42210, case number 001. This case happened in London, and I want to know whether or not the lady should be charged with a crime in this. It's called a painful case of autoeroticism. A tiny sports car leaves a lot to be desired as a midnight trysting spot for two secret lovers. Wedged in a two-seater, a near-naked man was suddenly immobilized by a slip disc, trapped his woman companion beneath him, according to a doctor writing in a medical journal. The desperate woman tried to summon help by honking the horn with her foot. A doctor, ambulance, fireman, and a group of passersby quickly surrounded the couple's car in the Regent's Park. The lady found herself trapped beneath 200 pounds of a pain-wrecking, immobile man, said Dr. Brian Richards. To free the couple, firemen had to cut away the car frame. The distraught woman helped out of the car and into a coat sobbed. How am I going to explain this to my husband, what has happened to his car? My question to the panel, is she right? We know she was wrong, but should she be charged with something? Should she be charged? Should the man be charged for indecent exposure or just chuck it up to bad luck? I'm going to start with Gina L. What is your opinion of this?
Why are you going to start with the female, man? You know. Hey, first of all, I was wondering if she was married. You answered that question. Second of all, if she knows what I know about a man in his car, oh, hell yeah, she's got a lot to explain. There's one thing you don't do is mess with a man's car, you know, especially if it's the best car he has. Now, the other situation about her being caught naked underneath this
should she be charged?
Yeah, she should be charged. With what? I'm not sure. How about this being stupid? Because it sounds like since he was a big dude and the car might not have been sufficient or big enough for him to do what he wanted to do, yeah, she had to be charged with stupidity.
Dave, what is your opinion? When I first read it, I was tripping.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, that kind of gave me a little case of deja vu back in my younger days.
Don't tell her yourself.
Hypothetically speaking.
Oh, yeah. Right,
yeah. Yeah, she should, they collectively should be charged. I wonder how old the guy was if he had a slip disc in his back.
Yeah, I know. That's bad. That is bad. Gina dropped off, but it's just me and you, Dave. They should be charged. We both agree with stupidity.
Yeah, in the least.
Well, Dave, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Like I said, I first met you when you was in school down there in Florida. I heard you on the Jazz Suites, and when I heard the music, I said, man, I got to contact this brother. He bad. And thanks to Norrell for actually starting the Jazz Suites. So I got I talk to him all the time, and he's my homeboy in Ohio. So I talked to him, and we had him on the show as well. And I talked about it, you know, about listening to different artists and how I connected with you. The first one off of the Jazz Suites when I first listened
to
it.
Yep,
and
I remember.
And I had to have you. And you were on my other show, which is on ATAZP.com. So, man, what have you been doing since then? Because I know you're the man now. You're the man now.
Well, first let me say Well, man, thank you for having me on the show. I know we've been meaning to do it for a while, so I appreciate it, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in as well. I guess 6 years ago, is that right?
Yeah, that's a
wow.
Long time.
Yeah, time sure flies when you're having fun. I guess since 6 years, I did a Ray Charles tribute, and we toured all of the U.S. for about a year and a half. And then literally like 4 or 5 days after that tour was complete, I joined the legendary Al Green. And I currently am still in the band. We just came back from Australia. We did Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, and Brisbane. We went mm-hmm. down to Auckland, New Zealand. We went up to Hawaii and then flew back home. And now that's where I am here in Florida and Tallahassee. And it's been a fun ride. You know, you learn a lot. You meet a lot of new people. You make a lot of good music.
Cool. Like I said, when I first heard you, it was phenomenal for me. And I'm not a deeply rooted cat in jazz, but I'm is now. And that's my Ebonics. I'm is now.
All right.
Gina's back on the line. Gina, you there?
Yeah, I sure am. Sorry about that.
That's cool. What we're going to do, we're going to listen to one of Dave's tracks. And I want to start with What's Going On. So, Dave.
All right, that's cool.
Go on and explain it. I want you to give the intro to it.
All right, cool. This is What's Going On, Marvin Gaye. It's a little twist. I'm doing it on vocoder, and a lot of people call it the T-Pain thing. And even though it sounds similar, it's very different. And I think people will like it. It's a little new school mixed with the old school.
Cool. What's going on? Dave Stewart on ATAZP Live.
Excuse me. Once again, you're listening to Dave Stewart and the Vibe. Larry Wilson on keyboards, Adrian Ford on drums. Agents for Fort Myers. I know you're going to recognize this next song. It's a classic. When you recognize it, I want to hear you clap your hands, all right? Here we go.
Mother, mother, there's far too many of you crying. Yeah. And brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
Pick your lies and pick your sides. Don't punish.
what's going on. What's really going on, Dave?
Man.
I like that.
Hey, that's one of my favorite cuts on it. Yes, you started off with the banger, if you will. I really like that one a lot.
Gina, I know you were like, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting right here in front of a club just jamming.
Oh, awesome. Now, if you don't mind, if I could talk about that a little bit. And what was going on with the voice is it's a vocoder, and what happens, the microphone actually captures the diction, the words and or the lyrics, what I'm saying, and the actual notes you're hearing are coming from iwi, electronic wind instrument, or in layman's terms, it's electronic saxophone. So I'm actually controlling all of the different notes as if I were playing, but I'm still having to say the lyrics and sing it in a manner that it will come across like I'm singing the song.
Wow.
So it's pretty intricate, but I love how it comes out.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, how did you do that? You know, it almost reminded me of a synthesizer in a way, but it was a lot better effect.
Oh, yeah, and the thing is, with the auto-tune, it basically fixes your pitch. If whatever pitch you're close to, it brings you up. But this is not that forgiving. I actually, every single note, including the vibrato, I actually have to perform it or actually finger it in a manner to make the sound come out like a voice. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
And I seen him do it when he did a T-Pain song.
That's right.
Yeah, I seen when you did it. So I was, like, very impressed because you got to play in order for it to come out, correct?
Yeah, well, the most challenging thing is actually when you're, transforming into a singer, remembering the lyrics and really trying to sing the song. You know, you can do a lot of crazy things on the saxophone, but I rather kind of make it sound like Marvin would actually sing it. You know what I mean?
Right. So this question poses, have you ever sung just straight up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, man, I'm waiting on one, dude, dog.
Listen.
I'm really waiting on one. When it come out, I want to be, like, the first one on the list at least a year. I need to hear.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm a very firm believer. I don't like really being the jack of all trades. I like to try to be a master at one before I move on to the next one. So,
right.
You know, I still have so many things to deal with in my saxophone playing, but I will get to my singing. I do aspire to be a balladeer, if you will.
Okay, there you go, Gina, because that's what Gina's group, they do a lot of that. So, yeah,
all
right.
I truly, truly do enjoy a good ballad, especially from a gentleman. I love a good ballad, so I can't wait for that either.
I definitely want to be like a nice crooner to be able to have a nice sounding voice like Johnny Mathis or you know, or Luther Vandross, one of those pure tones, and you know, do a little runs here and there, but keep it simple.
Yeah. There you go. Y'all heard it first on ATAZT Live. He's talking about singing, y'all. There you go.
Valentina,
baby. Dave, name some of the folks that you have, you know, worked with.
Okay, some of the guys in my band. I have Larry Wilson from Jacksonville. A lot of the Jacksonville people, when you say from Jacksonville, they say their county is Duval. So it's Duval, you know. So Duval County. We have Adrian Ford from Fort Myers. I also work with Will Neal out of Jacksonville. My partner, Eddie Dorman. There's so many people to name that actually helped the whole train go. But those are pretty much the main people.
Cool. And they're also in the band, The Vibe.
Yes.
How did you start that? You started in 2005, correct?
Yes.
How did you go about deciding you want to start the band?
Well, for almost a year, I performed with another group as a sideman, and basically I show up at a certain time and play the songs that they want. I'm just there kind of for support and blow a solo every now and then. And I found myself just having my own opinion on shows, like maybe we should play this song now, or maybe this song should cut off because people are not really interested. Little things like that that I noticed from a sideman position that I knew that I wanted to be in control and I wanted to dictate more the mood and or the vibe of the evening. So that's why I came up with Dave Stewart and the Vibe.
Cool. Cool. I now, like I said, I've seen them perform, and I was very much blown away. I liked the selection of the songs. I liked how you moved the crowd and kept everybody into it, and everybody was kind of vocal in there. I know I was.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it's all for. You're performing
right.
Not for yourself, but for an audience, and the audience needs to have a good time. They also need to leave the performance and remembering it, remember what happened, remembering maybe you played their favorite song, oh, that was my song, or just anything like that. That's why the vibe is encompassed, the mood, everything that's entailed in an experience. So Dave Stewart and the Vibe.
Explain the song, I Can't Help It.
Okay, well, that's well, probably most popular by Michael Jackson. You heard him sing it, and also another group called Mesa. But it's actually, I think it's written by Stevie Wonder. And I love this song because it's actually very challenging as just to play the saxophone and try to play it in a way that people can hear the lyrics, but still with a strong foundation of jazz that musicians can appreciate what's going on.
Here it is. I Can't Help It. Dave Stewart.
How you doing? Looking good. This next song is Stevie Wonder. I Can't Help It. For all my Latinos, no puedo ayudar.
That was Dave Stewart. And we also got on the line, I think this is D. Lovely, a.k.a. DJ. DJ, you online?
I am online.
Dave, this is DJ, your homegirl, from Tallahassee.
Yep, yep.
What's up, D?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Man, I love that song, man.
Yeah, man, I really like that one. And again, all that stuff is recorded live, and you know, we basically recorded a whole year of shows and we picked the best takes.
Yeah, that's what you do, and like I said, I like every song you do, man. I'm partial already, so I'm gonna let Gina L. Gina, was you jamming to that?
I truly was. Hi, DJ. How are you?
I'm well tonight. How are you?
I am great here in the wonderful Newport News, Virginia, and that was absolutely wonderful. I could just imagine Michael Jackson doing that song. I could see Dave doing it. It's just that compilation of bringing the two together. I really, really enjoyed that.
Excellent. I'm glad you enjoyed it. To hear that really, and you know, you hear a lot of people, it sounds great, but to really feel like someone enjoys it, that you put the work, you know, I put the work in, I practice, I want it to come off a certain way. I want people to enjoy it. I want people to have a good time. I want people just to close their eyes and do a little shoulder shake and just get into it. That's what the vibe is.
When you're watching me through the phone. Exactly how it was happening, just the way you said it.
Excellent.
Well, Dave, how long have you been playing, man? My question is.
How long have I been playing?
Yeah.
I've been playing since about 16 years. I started when I was 10, and I'm 26 now.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. About 15. Look, look young, man. When I met him, he looked young. That was just last year. Come on.
Are you originally from Tallahassee?
I'm originally from Tampa, Florida, a small place called Claremont City.
Oh, yes, familiar with it. Okay.
Yeah, close to Brandon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heading further towards that Sarasota side, right?
All right, yep, south, yep.
Okay.
And Dave, how did you get picked up by Al Green?
Wow, it's just literally right place at the right time, but more importantly, being prepared, because I went to Jacksonville with a friend of mine who had a show. They were opening up for Roy Ayers, and another band was opening in the lobby, and the leader of the opening band was the music director for Al Green. He plays guitar. He played guitar because he actually just passed away, so rest in peace, Jimmy Elps. But he came. He actually was late to his show. And he came in during the second set of his show, and I was playing because they asked me, Dave, do you mind sitting in? Because they didn't have any lead instrument. So I was like, sure. He came in, and he was like, oh, I play for Al Green, and gave me his card. Now, naturally, I kind of was like, well, you're late to your own show. And I kept the card just in case, but I was just like, I did kind of blow it off. And a year later, they hired another saxophone player. A year later, the position came available again, and I got a call. And like I said, 4 days after I finished with the Ray Charles tribute tour, I was on the road with Al Green. First trip was Memphis. Second trip was Trinidad and Tobago with Elton John and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did that blow you away?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I really mean that because it's Al Green, you know. You have these aspirations and these huge goals, and that wasn't even that was too big for my goals. I never thought, I could play with Al Green. I always loved his music. You know, you hear Still in Love, Let's Stay Together, Let's Get Married, you know, Simply Beautiful. Yeah, very much so. I'm on stage and watching him, and I'm just like, wow.
That's great. That is great. I was so happy when I heard that you was playing with him. I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
And I tell you, just the experience, just being associated with him has helped me tremendously, because, you know, people figure if you're performing with him, you have to know what you're doing a little bit.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. Plane to Scotland. I want to get all these cuts in too. Plane to Scotland.
All right. That's an original song of mine. I actually wrote it on a plane. We're going on tour with Al Green. And once you travel, when you start traveling a lot, it's very important that you can be maintain your creativity when you're mobile. So I have my computer souped up so I can do everything I can do when I'm in my main studio. I can do the same thing if I'm sitting on an airplane or I'm on a bus or on a train or on a plane to Scotland. Anyhow, I kind of came up with a little bass line on my keyboard. So I'm actually using the letters on the keyboard to control the bass sound. So it's a very simple but it kind of is grooving really nice. But initially, I was very limited. So I started with that. I got back home, started playing my saxophone, and what you're going to hear next is the rest of what I came up with for Plane to Scotland.
Yeah, this song right here is written by my mom's favorite composer, y'all. That'll be me. Well, maybe my little sister, since she's writing a lot of songs now, but for now it's going to be me. I wrote this song on a plane to Scotland, Edinburgh. I was touring with the legendary Al Green. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, what's up? This is Mr. BUGC, and you are listening to, in my opinion, the best radio show on the net today, ATACP, recorded live. And if you get a chance, swing on over to AustinCheer.com and listen to the second best radio show on the net, the Giggy and Bug Show. All right, y'all stay cool. Peace out.
ATACP Live. That was my nephew, Mr. Buzz, who loves some Dave Stewart. I'm serious. He heard that you were getting ready to perform in Mansfield, Ohio, and that's where my sister resides, along with the rest of my mom's family. All my first cousins live there, and he was getting ready to go to the concert, but it snowed that night, and he couldn't get up there. But he showed up, was trying to break his neck to go see you up in Mansfield, Ohio, when you came through. That's a bad song. I'm going to let Gina L. and DJ comment. I know they were loving it.
Loving it.
Excellent.
I'm with you. Do you ever come this way? Will you ever come this way?
He is. When I get up there, he's going to come up there.
He has to come up here.
Yeah. I'm serious. I'm going to tell him to come up there. Especially, you know, once I get up there and we start, you know, I start hanging out with y'all doing some shows, I'm showing up going to be like, Dave got to come through with it. I'm serious, he got to come through. Because he just don't know how many people he'll rack up in there.
I personally give you an invitation to come this way, come to the Hampton Roads area. It's an awesome, awesome place for great talent, great opportunities. We would love to have you this way.
Cool. Well, I accept your invitation.
Bring you a boatload of CDs, too.
All right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, they're going to get sold, bro. They're going to get sold.
The sister just opened up a restaurant called Regina's, but Sunday evening I went to a jam session with a gentleman named Joel Joyner. And Mr. Joyner plays the trumpet, and he had a live jam session. So other musicians brought their instruments, and, I mean, it was off the chain. So
awesome. It's
things like that that we're doing in order to support the community of jazz. And then, of course, we have the Hampton Jazz Festival that goes on here at the end of June. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think it's the 25th, 26th, 27th, I believe it is. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, since I moved to the area, it's gotten away from jazz. It should be more of just a music festival. You know, the whole jazz scene has really left what it should have stood for. But we need to get you to this area so you can bring that entertainment, bring that vibe with you, and just come on and do your thing.
Awesome. That sounds great.
And this group is named The Vibe.
That's right.
You can come by with us. You know that.
Yeah, all right.
Where are you right now, Dave?
What city?
Yeah.
I'm in Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. Well, so he's around the corner. Got it.
Yep.
Cool. And so where did you went to school in Tallahassee?
Yeah, I went to school at FSU.
Okay.
Yep.
Were you in any of the orchestra, symphony, band,
I was in the jazz combo and the jazz band.
Okay. Great.
But once I started touring, go ahead.
You also played in Disney too, didn't you?
Oh yeah, that was before I went to UCF for a year and a half before I moved to Tallahassee.
Oh.
So while I was in the Orlando area, you have to work for Disney. It's just
you
how
have
it is.
To. Right.
Yes.
The law.
Yes. Well, but, you know, honestly, though, Disney provides so many jobs for so many. If you go down to Orlando on any given night, you can hear some of the most amazing musicians. And it's really weird because Orlando's kind of touristy, but there's a lot of musicians that came down from New York and from the West Coast to have work at Disney.
That's hot. Wasn't you also selected to go to Italy too?
Italy.
I haven't been actually inside of Italy, but I was selected to go to Japan.
Okay.
With a jazz combo, a part of a cultural exchange. We toured 11 cities in Japan, and that was amazing. A few other places, like we've been to Switzerland, like I said, Australia earlier. So I've been really fortunate. It's like I already kind of traveled around the world one and a half times. It's really exciting.
What's your favorite spot?
My favorite place, wow, I really like Hawaii a lot, but I think Japan, in a city called Wakayama, was really, really nice.
Wow. Okay. No, go on.
I was going to say, I heard they really enjoy good American music in Japan. I lived in Guam.
Okay.
It's, of course, a sister island to Hawaii, so to speak. I lived there for 2 years. And I know when I was there, of course, their language is Tagalog. But and I've also lived in Spain, and no matter where you go, American music is it.
Oh yeah, definitely. And when we were in Japan, not only did they like American music, they like anything American.
American, right?
And it was but it was the people were very, very gracious. One thing I remember is the forage, the scenery, the grass seemed to be a lot greener.
Yeah.
The sky seemed to be a lot bluer. It was really like living in high def, if you will.
Wow.
I'll never forget some of those images in my mind.
And the money was a lot longer.
Right, but what?
After going there, the money got a lot longer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like a true Taz.
If I had my way.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
If I had my way, okay. Now, this is not a part of the live CD. By the way, we haven't mentioned, but my live CD is available on my website, davestewart.com, DaveStewart.com. If you're in a chat room, you can type it and let everyone kind of click it. We've been working really hard to get our website ready, and we're pretty close, so we encourage you to visit.
Spell it again, Dave, so people know.
DaveStewart. Pronounced Dave Stewart.
Cool.
If I Have My Way is available in the download section of my website, and it's Chrisette Michelle's song, and we kind of spend it again. We're trying to bridge the gap across generations. We want older people to appreciate the jazz, and we want younger people to see how jazz can be infused with the new music that they listen to. And me being 26, but being exposed to jazz at such a young age helps me do this. I feel like I am the person to do this. So I hope everyone enjoy it. I like this one a lot. A saxophone player called me a week ago, was like, man, that If I Have My Way really touched me. I haven't been touched by saxophone in years. And he's a great saxophone player. So I was really complimented. And this take came out really good. I hope you enjoy.
If I Had My Way.
If I Have My Way.
That's hot. We only got 7 minutes. Dave, usually when we do night court, we go through some cases. But me being the judge, I said, the heck with it. Because it's Dave Stewart night.
I agree.
Hey, I appreciate it. Sorry.
Oh, it was great. I mean, I'm going to play the other song that you gave me during my no-fins, where I play songs that people haven't heard. And, of course, hopefully that'll get people to the website. Tell the website again where they can get your music at, Dave.
All right, it's davestewart.com, spelled DaveStewart.com.
And so, where are you right now? Where is your are you playing any place right now? What do you got going on?
Locally, we're actually performing every Saturday at the legendary Moon. It's called the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And we are performing inside the Silver Moon Lounge every Saturday. This Saturday coming up is the anniversary, but the next Saturday, which is graduation week for FSU, we'll be performing in the lounge.
Okay. All right.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you again, sir, because it's been a long time coming. Been talking to you for, like I said, 6 years, and, you know, been a long time trying to get you on this show, and I'm glad that I finally got you on, man. While you had some free
Yeah, it's free time, but I'm glad you were persistent, and I'm glad I actually appreciated getting the music out to more people, and that's the challenge now. The music has got to a certain level, but we have to get it to everyone so they can experience.
Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna spread the name, and like I said, I'm gonna be on you like, yo, when you got free time, dog,
I will definitely come back, because I had a great time, and This was just like we was on the phone just talking, me and you.
Yeah, for real.
And it has been a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for the invitation, TAZ. Looking forward to your move to the Hampton Roads area.
Oh, don't you know? So we can get things popping and banging. Yeah, for real. This song, the next song I'm going to play is a song that me and Gina did on her CD that I did for how many years ago, Gina? 2, 3?
What song are we doing?
You know it. You know what song we're doing. Ecstasy, G. Ecstasy. Oh, no. Ecstasy.
All right.
This is a song that I wrote and did the music. Matter of fact, I sent Dave Stewart a beat that Dave's supposed to be doing a song to. I'll talk to him later about that.
All right.
Yeah, but this is something that I did with Gina L. DJ, thank you for coming in. Again, Dave,
yes,
thank
DJ.
You for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And
Dave,
Gina
God
L., thank you.
Problem. And Dave, God bless you. And like I said, when you get to the area, hook up with Taz, and Taz will hook us up so that, you know, we can do some exposure here for you. If I can help you in any way, as you can give him my email address. I'm Golden Girl.
Most definitely. And I will send y'all his newsletter that he sends out.
That's great.
Can join that too as well.
Fabulous. Okay. I will see you at the Silver Moon Lounge, so there's no doubt.
Girl.
All right.
Go on, DJ. Make sure.
Go on, do your thing then.
Man, I'm bringing my crew out. It's going to be on. You're not going to have to
get there early.
No doubt.
DJ, right. Make sure you go up there and hug Dave, too, and tell him who you are or who you is.
Man,
you
know? Don't you know.
DJ, you have to hug him for me also. Since I can't get there, you hug him for me as well. This is for Gina.
Okay,
I'm going to be looking for at least 2 hugs. Hello.
DJ, give him a pound for me, too.
Okay, pound, hug, got it. I got it.
I'm going to hug you, man.
No, I ain't hugging you.
Taz, I see you've been working out, but you're still not getting any hugs from me, man.
Here's the song Ecstasy by me and Gina L. Till next week, see y'all.
Bye.
can't say all the wrong you've done to me. And we're not together. Now I find out that you live close to me. Can't close my eyes forever. Whenever I look at you, my feelings flow in strong ecstasy. Whenever I look at you, you got it going on and on. How are we gonna work this out? Every time I look, you're looking back at me. Yeah, I feel incomplete ecstasy. Whenever I look at you, my feelings growing strong. Ecstasy. Whenever I look at you, you got it.
I'm